Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am so excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep learning, growing, learning to trust your intuition, stepping into that next level version of yourself, I love you. Thank you so much for your continued support and just sharing this podcast with people that might benefit from it. I appreciate each and every one of you. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you those aha moments, if it's invigorating you, if it's teaching you, if it's expanding you, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now more than ever, I think this shit can help people, don't you? Anyway, before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you grab a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, as I would love to thank you, a free gift for supporting this podcast. So I don't know if you guys can kind of hear, but I'm a little bit nasally. I'm recording this in bed, and I'm not going to lie, it's a vibe. I am thoroughly enjoying this. This might be a new thing for me. There's nothing quite like living your soul purpose while sitting in your comfortable bed and drinking coffee. It's a vibe. I highly suggest it. Anyway, before we dive into this episode, which is actually one that I'm really excited to share with you guys, I wanted to let you know that today is the last day to sign up for Mystic Bootcamp. Mystic Bootcamp is basically the collection of all of my courses that I have taught over the past 5 years when it comes to spiritual development, psychic, mediumship, tarot. I have some breathwork classes in there. You get lifetime access to it, and it is beta pricing. So I believe the value is well over $2,000 for everything, and you're getting it for like a fraction of that because it's beta pricing. This is a new offer, and you're also getting access to 4 live coaching calls in the month of October, where I'll answer your questions, we will do some exercises and all of that great stuff in those coaching calls as well. And obviously they're going to be recorded. So if you are interested in grabbing Mystic Bootcamp, getting lifetime access to all of these courses, today is the final day to do so. I will have the link in the show notes for you, and I hope to see you in there because I'm very excited about this offer. It's very near and dear to my heart. I was looking at some of the videos or like the modules, and I can't get over how much different I look. That's kind of the coolest thing about this job, is that you document, you know, whether it's through your courses or your podcast or your YouTube channel or Instagram, you literally have documentation of your journey and how far that you've come. And I think that's my favorite part of this, because it gives you that space that you need to recognize that you're not the same person that you once were, and that you're constantly growing, constantly falling on your face, constantly standing up, and you're so much more powerful than what you believe. So anyway, if you want to grab that, I'll have the link in my bio or the link in the show notes for you. Today's episode is one that I've been wanting to do for a while. It is a conversation or an interview, whatever we want to call it, with my husband, Tony. We wanted to touch on the topic of spiritual growth as a couple. And I think there's a lot of wisdom and a lot of personal struggle and lessons along the way in this episode. I'm really proud of him for how far that he's come in his journey and his business, and I hope he can say the same for me, which I know he does, but this is a great episode for couples. He's definitely a guy's guy, and he puts it in layman's terms for any husbands or boyfriends that might want to hear what another guy has to say about all of this. So thank you guys for being here. And I hope you guys like the episode. I will see you around the internet. Okay, guys, welcome to the podcast. If you saw what was going on right now, you would just shake your head. You would just shake your head. Do you hear that crunching in the background? Yeah, that's my husband who's home sick from work today, eating his Dave's bread. You might even hear our dog, Lucy, whining in the background. We are a bunch of hot messes. We're hot messes today. We're feeling under the weather. We are laying in our bed. And I was like, you know what? If we're both home, I'm just going to press record because I've been meaning to record an episode with Tony for a while now. He's still eating his Dave's bread with butter. So I'm going to let him. It's olive oil. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's moving on up in the world. Mm-hmm. He also looks really good because he is covered in our son's Lego blanket.
I'm a hot mess right now.
He's a hot mess, but carpe diem, man. So I wanted to have this episode because there's actually been a couple of you that have reached out and asked about spiritual growth when you're married or spiritual growth as a couple. And I think it's a really interesting topic, and I figured what better way to talk about it than to bring my other half on and introduce him.
That's me.
That's you. Can you come closer? Guys, if the audio is bad and everything, it's literally because we are just speaking inside of my Apple microphone. I don't have my regular equipment here because, again, we're laying in bed. We're hot messes today. So, Tony.
Erica.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm ready now.
You're ready now? Yeah. How was that Dave's bread?
It's delicious.
Yeah.
You guys should try it. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
How's your coffee?
It's good. Hot.
Good. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about your backstory?
Sure.
And your journey. Because I think that a lot of people can resonate with you and, you know, the mountains that you've climbed to get here.
So, I want to start off, you know, I'm going to go back to, since we're on a spiritual topic, I want to go back to when I was 8. I was very anxious even in, like, second grade. I remember, like, teachers talking to me about it and being like, why are you always so worried? What are you such a worrywart about? And yada, yada, yada. So, I think I battled with anxiety on some level since I was, like, literally 8. And then up until I was 20, I was pretty okay with it. And then throughout my 20s, I think it just got worse and worse as we, you know, more and more pressure goes on us. And by the time I was 30, I basically had a full-on, like, kind of meltdown. And it was a very dark, it was by far the darkest time in my life because I was very scared. Luckily, you know, a ton of people would tell me, hey, you should meditate, hey, you should meditate, hey, you should meditate. And, you know, being a guy, I was kind of rolling my eyes at them. I'm like, this meditation, first of all, even if it does work, yeah, you know, it's not enough time. Like, it's going to take weeks and months and years. And, but anyway, I gave it a shot and, it literally saved my life. And, you know, I'm still not perfect with it today. I don't meditate as much as I should, but I try to get it in a few times a week. I am pretty busy, but, I can't say enough good things about, you know, going down that road. But, you know, I think to be like an American guy, you got to be a little bit open-minded about the whole thing. And it's, you know, it's weird, you know, to a lot of American males, it's kind of, you know, strange or weird to meditate. And it's kind of like in some ways it's like a sign of weakness, I guess, but I could care less. It saved me, you know?
Mm. Yeah. So let's go back to when you were 30, because that was a really dark time for both of us. You were dealing with, there was just so much on our plate back then. I think that was around the time you were opening up at least another store. So for those of you who don't know, Tony and his brother own 5 different sandwich shops in the New York and Connecticut area. And it is stressful as fuck. And it's a lot to have on your plate. As much as, you know, they love what they do, we definitely see how it affects them because it's a lot of responsibility. I think, how many employees do you have?
Anywhere between like 35 and 45 employees. So by the time we were 30, we already had like probably 30 people working for us.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a lot.
There's some 30-year-olds that, you know, are still hanging out in their parents' basement, you know?
Yeah. So it's a lot. But let's circle back to when you were 30, because that was kind of like the turning point for both of us as far as our spirituality was concerned and our personal growth. Because I remember how bad you were struggling back then. And I remember the day that I had the intuitive thought and I told you, why don't you just start meditating? And you did. And you started watching Leo on YouTube.
Yeah, Leo Gura. And then I started, I started watching so many people. Like, I just started going crazy with it. I was like, Sadhguru and
Adi Ashanti,
Eckhart Tolle. I mean, a lot of these guys are enlightened. If you guys don't know what that means, it's like a state that, you know, you can attain. It's a very, it's a hard thing to explain. That would almost take another episode almost to
basically your ego is gone.
Yeah. Or at least minimized to a very, very low amount. So that inner talking is kind of ceased to exist and you're just kind of in a peaceful, blissful state. But anyway.
So you started meditating. Mm-hmm. And
I meditated a lot.
You
man.
Meditated a lot.
I meditated so much. I think I meditated more in like 3 years than the average person did in like 10, honestly. I was crushing hours, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was a lot, but it saved me, you know?
Yeah, so I think you just started with like 2 times a day, 20 minutes a day. And then I think you started
noticing the results.
I started noticing the results within a week. And I remember saying to myself, if that can do that for him, what can it do for me? And that's what I started. I started my own daily meditation practice. And that's kind of when I started going down the road to psychic and mediumship development. And you know, at that point, we were both on the spiritual path, but both of our paths were so different. Like, you were doing, what was that, like
strong determination sitting?
I was doing
crazy meditations. Like, I was just trying to like fix myself, guys. I was in such a bad spot. And then I think within 6 months to a year, I'm not saying I was fixed, but I was tenfold better than where I was at the beginning of being 30.
No, you definitely were.
You know, and look, I still battle with anxiety today too. I'm not, you know, a fan of driving on highways and stuff. But I battle with it and I push myself through it. But it's a battle for me. You know, I don't like it. You know, but you know, I got a kick on my meditation again apparently, which is this is a good conversation to have because it's kind of bringing it to light. You know.
So, as far as being an anxious person and then finding meditation, what were some other tools that really helped you? Like, what were there, books, a YouTube, or
I think you helped actually just like having the smoking candles and the nice music going on in the background. I think that helped me out too. You might not have even realized it, but just having a better, calmer setting kind of relaxed me.
Yeah, that it's so funny that you say that because that's something that I've always had in the back of my mind because I don't, as much as, you know, I love my parents and everything like that, the vibe of the house that I grew up in is not the vibe of the house that I am currently in. And I always thought that just having little tiny things to enhance the ambiance, like incense and meditation music in the background or a candle, I think it really does help because I notice that when our kids go to other houses, it's not as calm as it is here.
Yeah.
That's like the best way to explain it. Like, we're pretty calm house. Yeah. Like, it's really not chaotic. Even though our lives are chaotic outside of the house, we really try to keep it, like, very calm and peaceful here, not only for the kids, but for us, because it's like, Jesus Christ, business is hard.
Yeah.
You know? But what were some, I know that you read a couple of books, and I know one in particular that stood out. So let's talk about The Power of Now.
Yeah, that's Eckhart Tolle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I actually listened to the audiobook. I might have read the book too, but the audio, like, he's like so calm and like his whole demeanor is like so just chill. And, you know, dude, it's a shame that more guys don't meditate. It really is. Like, guys, if any of you guys are listening, like, put your ego aside, man. If you're battling with depression or anxiety, take it from me, dude. Like, I'm a guy's guy. I watch football. Like, I like MMA. Like, it, you know, there's not much more of a, I'm just, I go to the gym, I lift, you know what I mean? Like,
you're a purple belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
Dude, if you're battling, go meditate, man. Yeah. You know, there's, like, Leo Gura on YouTube has an amazing, like, 20-minute intro as to why you do it and breaks it down and what happens during it and yada, yada, yada. That guy, those guys, you know, if I ever saw Adi Ashanti, Sadhguru, Leo Gura, or Eckhart Tolle, those guys literally saved my life during that time. I was in a real, real dark, nasty place, guys.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think I really, truly believe to some degree when it comes to men and meditating or anxiety or depression, I think it's so extremely common. And I think that the biggest thing is, like, we automatically think that, you know, if you're in a rough spot, you go to therapy. And honestly, if it's working, it's working. But I have found that somatic healing practices like breath work, as well as meditation, do far more than talk therapy.
They've been doing it for 5,000 years for a reason, meditation. Even if you go to like a Buddhist monastery or something, we got one close to our house here. I don't know where you guys are listening from, but it, like, if you go to these places, it's just so chill.
Yeah.
But yeah.
For sure. So let's talk about spiritual growth as a couple, because obviously the people listening are interested in personal and spiritual growth. And I think that the topic of spiritual growth as a couple is something that you really need to talk about, because unfortunately, it's usually the thing that ends the relationship, right? If somebody is very much on the healing journey and...
All I can say is this guy's just be a little bit more open-minded. Like, it's... Dude, you go to, like, India or something like that, or, you know, dude, there's guys there meditating. You know what I mean? Like, it's just in this country, it's like, you know, I think it's kind of coming around a little bit. I think some guys do it, they just never talk about it, maybe. I'm not sure, but there's too many people out there stressed out and hurting. And, dude, you don't, you know, I'm not saying to not go to therapy, you know, but it, meditation's natural, guys. It's a game changer. It really is.
Mm.
It really is. They did a study on it. You grow the gray matter in your brain within 8 weeks. It literally, like, it's almost like working out. It, like, builds up your brain.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. But yeah, so let's chat about, you know, obviously I'm a very spiritual person. Obviously, if you walk around my house, there's crystals and a bunch of stuff.
Buddhas.
Buddhas. All of the above, candles and everything like that. And a lot of times it's the woman that starts going down the spiritual route and learning all the metaphysical things, and the husband kind of rolls their eyes. But I think you might do that to an extent, but I think that because of your own personal journey.
I think I've only talked to like one guy. And I talk to a lot of people every week. I've only talked to one guy that, like, willingly came out. It's like, yeah, I meditate, but, you don't know how much he's actually meditating. But, like, think about that. I've talked to thousands of people on some level about meditation, and one guy has came out and been like, yeah, I meditate. It's telling you right there, this country is just be open-minded, man.
Is that why you think you're so supportive of me and my journey is that you just try to be as open-minded as possible.
Yeah, because, like, I think, honestly, I was seeing the results and, like tenfold. Like, I had a bunch of, you know, experiences during meditations, and I was like, wait a second, something's awry here. This is crazy. And so, like, when, you know, when you're telling me about certain things that you've seen or done or, you know, whatever, I don't
doubt it.
Yeah, I don't kind of wash it under or kick it under the bed and kind of roll my eyes at it, where I think a lot of other guys do.
And I also think that I'm the sort of person where it's like, I'm not going to talk about the things that I see on the spiritual level unless it's like, oh shit, you know, because I don't know. It can get a little out of hand when you think that, like, everything that you feel or sense or see is, like...
I can see that being hard for the ladies, though, like, when they're trying to go down or start their path, and then all of a sudden, like, the guy's not doing anything spiritual whatsoever, and then, you know, maybe the... It's just a tough spot because, the you know, a lot of these guys are closed-minded.
Yeah.
And how do you even... You know, if the lady's going down this deep rabbit hole of spirituality, like, how does, you know, it's just hard, you know. And guys, I'm not saying you gotta, like, hang crystals off of your ears either. Like, you don't gotta get that extreme, you know what I mean? I'm just, if I could recommend anything, though, meditation. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think, too... I mean, this is my personal thing when it comes to spiritual growth and relationships and marriage. You have to remember, at the end of the day, before you were spiritual, before you started walking this path...
You guys are friends.
You guys are friends. You're on the same team. You know what I mean? Like, you decided to create... Oh, he's giving me a kiss on the cheek. That's very sweet of you. Even though I hope you're not getting me any more sick with your germs. But at the end of the day, you said I do because you wanted to create a life with this person. And when you commit to that, I think it's important to remember that, like, when you marry someone, you're going to see them.
I think they say, like, I watched a thing the other day, like, every 7 years your partner changes.
I think I change every year, honestly. Yeah,
dude, I was just telling you the other day, like, I saw so much growth in you this past year.
Yeah.
Like, you always, like, worked out and stuff, but not this consistently, and then, like... You're just, like, on fire with your social media stuff right now and just, like, huge, huge difference from year to date with you. I don't know what clicked.
It was like a quantum leap.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the best way to describe
it. Very, very admirable.
Thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, let's just, again, you guys are on the same team, you know? And I think that it's very... It's not a good idea to think that you guys are always going to be at the same place at the same time when it comes to your growth and healing. But so long as you guys can
just be balance it out, other,
you know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest thing. I think that, like, you know, I've seen a lot of growth with Tony and I felt like I was a little left behind. But it's just, you're always going to balance each other out. You're always going to find a good place when it comes to healing and growth. But I think the biggest thing is you both need to want it. You both need to want to grow. You both need to want to get better and heal and become the best versions of yourself. And if you don't have that...
You guys got to be supportive of each other, man. You know?
Yeah.
You know, as long as the other person's not going down a bad road... Like, be supportive of each other. If he or she's going through a hard time, dude, be there for him. You know, say, hey, what can I do to help you right now? Is it me watching the kids for a couple hours, or is it you telling him, hey, go out with your friends? You know what I mean? Go blow up some steam. Is it each of you telling each other to go to the gym? You know, like, help each other, man. Be friends. You know.
Yeah.
Too many people forget that.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. That's always something that we've been really good at, is just, I have my own life and you have your life, and we just hold each other accountable, for sure, when it comes to basically everything, especially when it comes to the gym and stuff. But yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, if you're on the spiritual journey or personal development or healing journey and you're in a relationship, I think it's really super important for both of you to be committed to it. You don't have to be going at the same speed. You don't have to be, you know, neck and neck with each other, but you both need to be committed, you know? And I think it's a beautiful experience when you're both committed to growth, and then you can look back in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, and you can just, you're the first one to witness the growth within the other person. And it's just really incredible because you get to see the potential in this life, honestly.
Now, I'm going to defend the guys here for a minute, Mrs. Russo. I'm going to tell you something about us. And boys, give me a little round of applause here, too, when I say it is, dude, we're under a lot of stress, us guys. You know, yeah. A lot of us got to pay a lot of bills and pay for, you know, and try to be good dads and try to be good husbands. And like, yo, we're under stress, too, ladies. You know what I mean? Like, well, you understand that, but I feel like some of the ladies out there don't get it too. Like, dude, we're stressed. You might not be seeing it, but we're under pressure cookers, man.
No, I get it.
And that's not out there enough, and it's kind of bullshit. I'm sorry, Mrs. Russo.
I didn't say.
No. You get it.
Yeah, no, it's freaking stressful.
You know, like.
But dude, I think that it's a different sort of stress. I think that everybody's under stress at 100%. Some point. You know,
even the ladies as well. Everybody's stressed out. I think we all just need to love each other. You know.
Yeah. Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think a big thing is like awareness and just being open-minded. Whether you're the wife or the husband, just being open-minded to, like, you know, what they're going through and what stress is on their plate and what burden they have at the moment and everything like that. Because that's really, you know, everybody's fucking stressed.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's like, you know, it's like, guys, gentlemen, you don't need to meditate long. 15 minutes a day. Just start with that. Something. If you're hurting.
Yeah.
You got anxiety, you got depression, or you just got a lot on your plate right now, you're feeling those pressures, just, you know, put your ego aside and try it. That's all I'm saying. You know, it takes some time to work, but over...
I really don't think it takes that much time. I saw such a difference in you within a week.
Yeah.
But you were doing it 2 times a day.
I mean, I was going crazy at one point. You know, and I was doing probably 2 hours a day. I was doing it when you guys were sleeping. I was meditating.
Yeah. But I think, you know, if you, even male or female, if you're finding yourself in not a good mindset, you're stressed out, you know, you're just feeling the effects of this chaotic world, meditate every day. Once isn't going to be enough. Hate to break it to you. Try a daily meditation practice and then check back in within 2 weeks.
Especially if you have like a career where like you're going in at X time and you're leaving at X time. Like I don't have that. I don't know. I have theoretically what time I'm going in tomorrow, and then that can get thrown out the window and I can be going in 2 hours earlier than I'm anticipating. So it's kind of hard for me to kind of set that kind of pace. But if you got a 9-to-5 or something, or if you're working from home, you have zero excuse not to put 15 minutes away, half hour away a day to try it.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like you're calling me out.
Well, you meditate daily, don't you?
No, I meditate daily, but, you know, it definitely, I notice that, like, you also get used to it, just like you go to the gym and you do, you know, you plateau. And I noticed that, like, my daily meditation, morning meditation, really wasn't
the mornings are helping. Like, the mornings are a little rough, man. If it's too early in the morning, you're like, half asleep. Really, the golden hour to meditate is 9 a.m., but who the hell can do that?
I can.
Some people can. They're at home.
Yeah. It's great. But no, I had to go to 2 times a day. That's why I'm here, you know. That's why I go to bed so early, because I'm doing at least a 20-minute meditation before I go to sleep. But yeah, anyway, thanks for coming on.
Did I do good?
I think you did good.
It's my first podcast, guys.
Yeah. Let me know on Instagram if you'd like him to come back on and share even more about his journey and building businesses and all that good stuff.
I love to come back on.
I know.
I'm a chatty Cathy.
You are a chatty Cathy. Yeah, you really are a chatty Cathy. All right, guys. Thanks, Tone.
Thank you, Airy Love.